What's up, y'all? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex from the ultimate remote location. I think it's probably like 40 degrees out here, 40, 45 degrees. As you can see, I'm wearing a beanie or winter snow hat and not a visor. No reason to wear a visor when you're dealing with clouds like this. As I walk down the main drag, and by drag, I don't mean cool drag. I mean main business route through Youngstown. I was thinking, I could walk down this street. I was walking, I took my break yesterday and walked, you know, my 15-minute break, and walked, you know, about 10 minutes back and forth on the street and didn't see one other human being walking. That don't happen where I come from. That don't happen at all where I come from. Or should I say where I'm at? This is where I come from. This is the place where I come from. Where I'm at, you ain't gonna walk the street and not see nobody. It just ain't gonna happen. But I'm back. Jesse picked me up from the airport, Pittsburgh Airport. And we came in, I guess you could call it through the back roads, because we didn't take the turnpike or, you know, the main highway. Was that a snow flurry? I think I saw a snow flurry go by me. Yep, I saw another one. Yep. Yep. I don't know if you can see it, but it's like little snow flurries. Yep. And I'm out here walking. Hope I don't get caught or nothing. Getting out there and coming back. But I don't think it's gonna do nothing. See, you look over here, it's kind of bright, lit up. Then you come back around here, you can see where the stuff is at. You know, the darker clouds, they contain moisture. As I remember from, I was trying to remember the Indian's name in Daniel Boone, Mingo. As Mingo would point out, yep, snow flurries, it's kind of starting to come down a little bit. Not sure if I should turn around. Worst case scenario, I'll duck into one of these businesses or something, hide under somebody's awning. Call an Uber. But Jesse picked me up from the airport, Pittsburgh Airport. I'll tell that story. I should tell it now, huh? Well, anyway, he picked me up from the airport and we came in kind of through the back roads, the non-toll roads, the highways, instead of the freeways or the, however you want to put it, you know. It's still two lanes, you know, 50 miles an hour, so. But it's not that big, 65 mile per hour wide interstates, you know, those kind of things. So we came in that way. And when we came in through, right through this street. We came right down Market Street from the south. Yeah, we came in from the south. Because I'm walking south now. Back here, I have to orient myself to north, south, east, and west. Because I grew up, I never really did that. In fact, I used to walk outside my house facing north. And I'm not sure if I realized that. I knew where north, south, east, west on the map, on the United States map. And I would always, even back then, I would want to picture myself on a bigger scale. I'm not sure if I ever got north, south, east and west, correct. Where the tendency was to, he ain't even looking. Then he gonna act like he don't see me. Try to play it off. Not act like, but he trying to play it off. So we came this way, and I'm seeing all the places I walked, and it was kind of cool. I was seeing all the places that I walked, and it was kind of cool. I was like, oh, you know, places I'm familiar with. Anyway, I was just thinking too, there's a certain websites or AI sites that process your videos, and they'll make them speech to text and lay all that out real nice and stuff, and they'll give you hints saying you should do this at the beginning, you should make it more engaging, you should have a better catchphrase, hook and all that. And I guess as I'm walking here, I'm thinking if there's something that I wanted to say, it's gonna tell the story of my trip, excursion, getting here. And I was wondering if I should have said that at the beginning. I should have led off with the juice, with the meat, because I'm thinking if I tell this part, and I'm thinking it might be really good, we'll have to go back later, edit it out, and put it in a shorter clip for people. You know? So, we'll see about that. Definitely snow blurs coming down. So it's probably too cold to rain. But I'm dressed, so I'm not too uncomfortable. I'm fairly comfortable. My hands are cold, but that'll warm up eventually, hopefully. Anyway, so Wednesday to Monday, I was at an undisclosed location away from home. Came home Monday night after work. Got home about 9:30 or so on Monday. Halfway unpacked, because most of the stuff I pack to go to the undisclosed location is coming with me here to the ultimate remote location. So I get home. I had already kind of prepared things before I left to be in a place or to be set up to move. That's one thing I kind of do like. I do like preparing and strategizing for trips, maximizing the time and efficiency and getting all that down. I do enjoy doing that. So it's kind of preparing myself, put myself in place to be ready for the next step as time gets shorter. Try to do stuff now that I know I won't have to do later. So I got back and I kind of had it all strategized. House was ready. This was ready. I knew I just had to use my own house as a transit stop. So I get home Monday night. I had Monday night and Tuesday night in the place to finish up, get clothes, and pack for the trip here. So, because I was going to leave, I had to work in the office Wednesday. So Monday and Tuesday, I'm getting things together. I wake up Wednesday, do what I got to do. Get my carry-on and my book bag. Head out to public transit, to public transit to work. First time I've taken public transit to work in years. It's been years. I used to ride public transit. Used to ride that same route for decades, two different jobs. You know, back and forth downtown. Orange Line and Red Line. And they changed the name of the lines now. Orange Line is the G Line. And I don't know what the Red Line is now, but just catch those. And it was familiar seeing the stuff, you know, seeing the things I used to do and go through. A lot of it was habit. Had to get the Tap app on my phone and put some money on it. And I did it incorrectly. So I had to call Metro and get that money moved over to my Tap card. It's on my phone now. And deactivate my old Tap card that I lost years ago. But got that all straight. So I walk, you know, I had my bag shipped on the Orange Line. You know, like, oh, I remembered all this. Sit down, you know, small ass seats. As I remember, I used to always go in the back. Get that back seat up against the window. That was my seat. Just to get at least a little bit more leg room and whatnot. So I got in, you know, it was cool. Got out, walked across the street to the North Hollywood station. Cool. Go down the escalator and tapped. You know, I had to tap at the Orange Line using my phone for the first time, and it worked. It was cool. I was like, oh, it's like an adventure, a new travel, doing, you know, something I've done many times before. So I get on the train, and I'm riding the train down, and I'm hearing the next stop is Universal City, home of Austin Calamendo. I know the Universal City. City walking, you know, you hear the same recording I've heard, you know, like for over a decade. So that was kind of cool. So I'm on the train, I get a message. Your flight has been delayed. Yeah, okay. So I made the appropriate phone calls to people. Because Jesse was going to pick me up at 8. And that's what time. No, he's going to pick me up at 6. I was landing at 5:30 a.m. So I was landing at 5:30 a.m. So the flight got delayed to like 11:30 a.m. So I had to, you know, text him and say, hey, man, you know, this changed. You still pick me up. But since I was landing at 5:30 a.m., the reason he's gonna pick me up is because the rental car places don't open till 8. And I'm landing at 5:30 a.m. I would have to sit around there for like 2 hours, wait for a car to come. So I said, if you can pick me up, that'll save me some time. Because I want to work that day too. So, you know, I want to fly, take that red eye, fly in, get to my daughter's house, maybe get some rest or not. It worked. I don't want to take no PTO. So they postponed the flight to 11:30. I called them, got him, you know, squared away. He said, yeah, he can still make it. And then as I'm on the train to go farther, flight is canceled. I'm like, what? So I'm on the red line. I got my backpack full of stuff. I got my carry-on. I'm ready to go. And my flight is canceled. I've been through this before, so I didn't panic. So I started looking, you know, options and seeing what else was out there and see what's going on. So I'm looking around for flights and this and that. And it's like, once you get your taste in that mouth, once you, you know, the anticipation's built up, you're just ready to go. And you're like, I knew I was probably more than willing to pay a little extra or maybe even a lot extra for a flight. It's not to have to go back home. And, you know, it's one thing seeing daughter, granddaughter, family and stuff. But the total, I wanted to see the solar eclipse too. I wanted to see the total solar eclipse. Don't, you know, that's a thing. You know, I want to, you know, see the total solar eclipse. So, and I didn't want to miss that. And I'm like, ugh. So I started looking around, found a flight. For the flight I had with Spirit, I think I paid $65 with it. But I used points. I think the flight originally was like $85. The flight was $90. And I had Super Saver, so it was even cheaper than that. But I had to get seats in the carry-on, you know. So I might have paid like $150 for it one way. Now I think about it, it's not so bad. The flight I found at United, which left at, the flight at United left at 12:55 a.m. Which that night. So I found the same flight. I mean, not the same flight. You know, leaving the airport. Airport to airport was the same. Just a little later. Maybe a lot later. A couple hours later. So, and it was for like $250. And at this point, I'm like, you know, I knew I was going to have to pull the trigger. Even though I'm saying I need to stop spending money, this was a case where, you know, the investment was probably, you know, appropriate. So I went ahead and paid that $250, $260 for the flight. And the flight, it would get me there at 11:30. Wow, it'd get me at the same time. Get me there at the same time as the other one. Wow, it was delayed. Ain't that interesting? Well, anyway. So it'd get me there at the same time as the one that was delayed by 11:30. So I got there. I'm at work doing all this now. I had my carry-on, opened my carry-on, had to lay it on the floor open. Had to go in there, get my personal laptop, set up my work laptop. I'm in the office now doing this, doing that. You know, had my carry-on, you see all my clothes and, you know, all my home electronic stuff at work. And so I got that all squared away. Got a flight, jump on the flight, came. I guess it wasn't so exciting. I guess that's all it was. I guess it wasn't as hyped as I thought it was. Just a simple flight change. Yeah. But it was fun. It was adventurous. You know, and then after work, get on the red line, continue down to Union Station. Using my phone as a tap. And then down to Union Station. Get to fly away to the airport. Get there nice and early. Able to chill. And I made sure I didn't eat. I tried to go on it. I ate a breakfast sandwich. Well, some kind of ciabatta sandwich or something. From the vending machine. The new style vending machine where you swipe your card and you pull the sandwich out and that's it. Swipe your card, you pull the sandwich out and you get charged and boom, that's it. People want to be on Jeffy TV. So I ate that and I didn't eat anything else. No snacks. Well, I had snacks at work. I put mix and I ate a couple of little bags of Cheetos and maybe some chips or something. But after work, I didn't eat. I want my stomach empty as hell on that plane. And it worked. I was able to sleep, too. The plane was packed. I was able to get some sleep on both flights. Had an hour in Houston. Had to go from Terminal E to A. That's a trip when you got to transfer planes on the same airline. And you got to go from one terminal to the other. You got to take a train or whatever the thing's called to get to it another terminal. So, but it was good because I got steps in. And I got my 10,000 steps in yesterday. And I worked. So that was good. And granddaughter wore me out. Granddaughter, oh my God. Granddaughter wore me out. And it was me and her mother there. She just goes. She's smart, engaging, fun, everything. But my God, she just goes. I'm gonna have to calm her down. Because her father came and picked her up. And he was able, she just immediately just toned down. You know, like she was ready to go to sleep. Then he kind of got her, you know, going, playing with her, doing this, doing that. And she turned back up. So I'm starting to think when I'm there working and stuff, I'm gonna have to keep her turned down until afterwards. And I think she can handle it. You know, I think she can understand it and respond appropriately. Just gotta lay it out to her, you know. Just gotta lay it out to her what's going on. And I think she'll handle it and know what to do. Because I think more and more she wants to do the right thing, whatever that means. She wants to be part of the way things are supposed to go. But she doesn't know sometimes, so she takes the lead from us, from the parents, or from, you know, the people in the room. And if you can convey it to her, then hey, you know, don't. Because I get hyped too. You know, I want to play and be hyped and be crazy. But I learned a long time ago. I learned this with Keegan and Lark, my little cousins. You can't play with them. They get to be a certain age. You can't play with them like you're a kid anymore. Like, you gotta like cut that off, because they don't know when to stop. And if you're playing with them on an equal level, they ain't gotta stop. You're playing with them on like an equal level, they ain't gotta stop. Is that wind? Looks like you're hearing wind. I should wear the wind guard. I think I got the wind guard. No, I didn't. I didn't bring it. I should have brought the wind guard, huh? I think you're hearing wind. But you probably still hear me. So, you know, a certain level, you can't, you know, engage with them at that level. You have to maintain a higher or elevated status of authority. You just can't, you know, break it down and start playing with them and stuff, because they don't know when to stop. And why should they? You know, they don't know when to stop. They want to keep playing. What do you mean stop? You started this, buddy. You know, what do you mean stop now? Now you want to stop after you started all this? No, it doesn't work that way. So you learn how to gauge that and keep a distance from people. I mean, kids. Maintain that level of authority or whatever. Can't play with them. And to a degree, I got that with granddaughter. More so than definitely her mother and grandmother, because they're like, you know, oh, she's exalted. She's the one who determines, you know. And probably maybe less so than other people. But you gotta, I always say, I'm not my kid's friend. I'm a parent. I'm the parent, because for the most part of their life, they got to do everything I say. And I don't have to do everything they say. So that's not friendship. You know, that's not how you want to look at it. That's not friendship. They got to do everything I say. But I ain't got to do everything they say. And that's just so that my authority is needed to protect them. Because it's my duty and my role to protect them. And you need that will it be probably be advantageous to have that, I don't say control, but discipline and command when there's things that need to happen fast, things that need to happen. You don't want your authority questioned. Like, get out of the street. You don't want to have them stop and say, why? You want them to recognize the tone in your voice and everything that you taught them that goes behind that tone to react immediately and to jump. You want them to jump. Like something immediate needs to happen. Like that. So that's the way I always looked at it. But I'm gonna have to probably, you know, because we're gonna be spending time together. So I'm gonna have to get her to calm down and not be so, you know, excited. And I think she'll respond. And then when it's time to play, we turn up. Then, you know, when I'm answering the phone, I'm teaching her. I'm showing her to be quiet when I'm on the phone. She's starting to get it. You know, let her know. You know, because she's like playing games. It could be like a game. All right. Grandfather on the phone. So we got to be quiet. She likes doing stuff like that. You know, grandfather on the phone. So we got to be quiet. And she might do it and tickle herself and then scream with laughter. But, you know, the response and the reaction to the response is there. You know, knowing, you know, playing the game is fun. The, ooh, grandfather's taking a call. So we got to be quiet. You know, then she might do that, and it'll tickle her, and then she'll, ah! But very responsive, you know, not too, but yesterday, she was going in the drawer, and she was, and I was like, stop, stop, right on, stop, get out of that drawer, you know. But she didn't stop like she usually does. She didn't even react like she usually does. And I was like, I felt like she was defying me. And something did started to bubble up inside me. And I'm not ashamed of that. Felt like she was trying me, testing me, or whatever. Take it any way you want. That feeling comes up. It's like she may or may not be trying to defy my authority. Any way you want to look at it. It came up and I started feeling myself going there. And then she pulled out her stickers. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, okay. Fair enough. Her stickers was in that drawer. I was like, oh, okay. Fair enough. I told her, I said, my bad. You know, I said, good job. It was just stickers, you're right. You're right, because she knows what she's supposed to do and not do. And she had to kind of like reach and struggle to get the stickers. So it wasn't like a reach in, reach out. She was like, And I even think she might have been saying stickers, stickers. I think she might even been saying it. So she's a good kid. Just ready to learn. She's just ready to learn, ready to sponge, and ready to learn. That's what we're thinking. For our sanities and hers, daycare, to be around other two-year-old kids with that kind of two, three, whatever-year-old kids with that kind of energy, they can handle all that. You know, to help burn off some of that. Because I'm old. I'm old. And her mother and them got jobs. You know, so they be tired, or they need a break. So anyway, you want to look at it that way, they tired, they need a break. Okay, because that's one way to do it. Here we are, people, 224. You know how we do. 224. 224. We made it. Made it to the top. We're gonna turn around. Take it back. 224 to the Southern Park Mall. Going up here. Going to Market, 224. I said that again because I know there's people watching me and I'm just trying to keep the banner going. I also got distracted because I know people are watching and stuff. So we'll go back now. Walk back down the hill. Blah, 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 blah. Youngstown. That's Boardman, Ohio. We're technically in Boardman, Ohio. And there's a big difference between Boardman and Youngstown. Huge difference. Huge, huge, huge difference. You could almost say that, well, you could definitely say they're letting certain parts of Youngstown die. To die out, return to nature almost. I'm sure if I get a car and I take a ride, I won't see houses that were there last time I made that trip. So instead of letting it die, you know, and I even said they're letting the people there die out. I say they're letting them die out because you can't put them in housing projects anymore. You can't round them all up and put them in housing projects anymore. You know, immediately fix that neighborhood. Because you drive down some streets, half the houses are missing or empty, vacant, halfway falling apart, torn down, windows broken out. You know, just. But they keep the grass cut. I think the city keeps the grass cut. And then they'll charge whoever the registered owner is. They'll find you and they'll bill you. So I got a couple. I got more than one notice to cut the grass or be fined. Because you got trees and maintenance and all that stuff that needs to be handled on these streets. These trees grow, they got to be trimmed back. You know, they mess with power lines. They mess with, the tree by my father's house is to the point it covers up the street light. So, you know, the street light basically don't work. It was cold looking this way. Got a little bit of wind. Got a little bit of wind here, people. I see you can hear the wind. I can see when I stop talking. The mic is still picking it up. Guess I should have brought the windbreaker. Maybe I can make one when I get home. I'm gonna get back to Kimberly's. I guess that's home. My room. My room, way set up. Funny today too, I'm getting ready to go for my walk. And I got up, kind of early. I wanted to get up earlier, but you know, I needed to rest, obviously, because I didn't sleep, from 7 a.m., from 7:30 a.m. Wednesday Pacific time. It was one continuous work, commute work. So I stepped in a little bit, you could say. Mr. Scale said 219.6 this morning, which is good. Was about on par for last week, which is good considering my daughter ordered Walmart delivery. Oh my. Why didn't it do bad? Fig Newtons, zero candy bars, marshmallows. That wasn't too bad. That's not too bad. And she got a roasted chicken, and there's vegetables there, and there's brown rice, and there's grits. So it's not too bad at broccoli. So, and yesterday when I got back, Jesse was talking about pizza and this and that and this food and this and that and that food. I was like, nope, nope, nope. Because I knew if I ate, it would be over. and I had to keep going. And I knew at the end of my shift, my daughter was gonna be going to work, and it was just gonna be me and granddaughter, and me working for an hour, hour and a half or whatever. And that's how I was gonna finish up this journey that started at 7:30 a.m. Pacific time. And I've been going and traveling the commute. And it's gonna end up with me and granddaughter and work taking calls and being tired, barely sleeping on the airplane and stuff. So that's fun. I got through it. I wanted to start this off by saying I did it. Yeah, I can see the wind. I should have brought my wind guard. Maybe I'll fix up something when I get back. What can I use? I figure out something. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times. Me for the long. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in this June trash treasure, June 4th, 5th, and 6th. June 4th, baby. June 4th, baby. That has ever existed in any atom, this or any universe that ever was, this or will be, the totality of it all, theory of universe. Theory of universe. Not theory of the universe. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one.